Why is Apple wearing blue coveralls and working down there in the engine room? From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. Apple, the most valuable company in the world, according to the stock market, has now posted its first year-on-year drop in sales and profits in 15 years. But the new iPhone only went on sale in the last few days of the quarter in question, and Apple execs think the 7 will turn things around as 2016 draws to a close. Sales have been slowing for Apple, especially in China, but Apple sees opportunity in many places. It's wristwatches and, much less glamorously, in the plumbing that keeps the data flowing at companies. Adam Leshinsky covers Apple for Fortune magazine.
Apple did say on its earnings call that it is notably bullish about India compared with China. It also is notably bullish about selling to big businesses. I thought it was remarkable that it mentioned a program it is running with a consultant called Deloitte. This is something that you never would have heard coming out of the mouth of Steve Jobs. He thought he could make far more money and have far happier customers by selling directly to the people and not to corporate IT departments. Those days are over, and Apple is willing to sell to anybody who will write the check now.
Apple's stock is down 3% in pre-market trading now. Let the buybacks begin. A court has now approved the big Volkswagen diesel settlement. The nearly $15 billion deal covers the cars fitted with a system that turned off emission controls during normal use. This means it's close to decision time for owners. Jonathan Fruin from our partner newsroom at the BBC has more.
Under the settlement, the German carmaker agreed to spend up to $10 billion on buybacks and owner compensation. An additional $4.7 billion is to go to programs to offset excess emissions and to clean car projects. Vehicle owners will be able to choose between having their car brought back at pre-scandal trade-in value or having VW repair the cars if regulators approve the fixes. They'll also receive an additional compensation of between $5,000 and $10,000 depending on how old their vehicles are. Part of the fines will also see the world's second biggest car maker fund programs towards a better charging infrastructure for electric cars, the development of zero-emission ride-sharing fleets, and general efforts to boost sales of emissions-friendly cars.
VW stock is down 1.4% in Frankfurt now. That stock is worth half of what it was at its high 2 years ago. Let's check some other numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.9%. The Dow future down 81 points, 0.5%. LendingClub, the peer-to-peer loan company, is getting into auto refinancing. Americans borrow more than $500 billion a year to help pay for their cars, and LendingClub wants to help them bring down the cost. Sally Herships has more.
Why would LendingClub want to get into the auto loan business?
One is just the sheer size of the industry.
Melinda Zabritsky is with Experian Automotive. The company tracks auto loans. She says there is $1 trillion in outstanding auto debt in the U.S., yes, that's trillion with a T.
But also automotive loans perform very well. We tend to see very low delinquencies.
Only about 1% of auto loans defaulted last year. But you know those ads for low rates you see on TV? Dave Sullivan is an industry analyst with Auto Pacific.
Those are typically geared towards a top-tier borrower, you know, basically perfect credit.
Then there's everyone else, a huge and potentially profitable market for refinancing. Enter LendingClub. It says only about $40 billion in auto loans were refinanced last year. Scott Sanborn is the company's CEO.
A lot of the skills and the technology we've built, we're essentially able to apply to this market.
Why reinvent the wheel? In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
A story we've been covering over the last week, the Saudi government borrowing money from international investors. Can you believe it? Oil used to be enough, but the Saudi economy is being reformed. The first sale was this week. Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan thinks it all makes perfect sense to him. Alan, good to see you.
Good morning, David.
So this isn't all a sign of Saudi weakness. They're selling these bonds, the country pressed to diversify their economy for a future less dependent on their big thing, oil.
The people running the place are smart in the financial sense, and they're getting the money now when it's cheap and available instead of having to wait.
Oh, yeah. Interest rates are low. If you want to, you know, get some money from abroad, with low interest rates, you don't have to pay very much.
And in a world where a whole lot of European treasury securities are trading at what they call negative yields, which means you end up losing money. The longer you own them, the more money you lose. These guys are offering rates that aren't great, but at least they're positive rates.
So if we'd like to buy one of these Saudi bonds, what are they paying?
Well, it depends. The 5-year is paying 2 3/8%. And the 30-year is paying 4.5%, and the 30-year is a big popular one.
Saudi Arabia is also, at the same time, working on selling off bits of the huge Saudi-owned oil company Aramco. It's interesting to reflect, Alan Wright, about how the country owns that asset in the first place.
Right. Well, this is an advantage of being old. I remember in 1973, after the Yom Kippur War, the Saudi government said, we don't want oil companies owning this thing anymore, and started a process that resulted in the whole company being transferred from 4 U.S. oil companies to the government of Saudi Arabia over a period of 7 years.
The power of being a sovereign nation.
Right. And depending on which version you read, the total price paid was either $2 billion or $2.5 billion for the whole company. And do you know the numbers being put on it now?
Large numbers?
$1.2 trillion.
With a T, you just said.
With a T, which is a lot more than whatever it was, $2.5 billion. I wish I could do deals like that.
Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan is also editor-at-large at ProPublica. Alan, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Ha ha! I just beat the fashion police. I have a neatly stacked pile of wide neckties that have been too wide to wear in public. Now Bloomberg News noticed, page 86, new J.Crew catalog. Neckties that are 1/4 inch wider. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.